Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Licky Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. So keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg. It's Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers. And you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
What up, my niggas? What up, my niggas? Black Poet back on deck. My nigga Eric Mossberg, Comment. We here again with another fucking episode. We here again, man. What it do, boss?
Episode 6 underway, man. Screwball Radio. I'm your host, Eric Mossberg, alongside Black Poet. Oh, better yet, I'm the co-host. I'm Pippin. He's Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's good,
we
y'all, homie.
Way, episode 6.
No doubt. Get this shit popping. All right.
Good, man. Are we going to wait for
first
Mama
order
to join
business.
Us?
First order of business before we go any further. Because right now it's old and it's getting older. But we got to address Nate Robinson, Mike Tyson, Roy Jones fight. We ain't talking last week. That was the last time we fucking talked. And that fight was going down. And it was a lot of things to be discussed about that fight.
Oh, yeah. First of all, the fight itself ended up being better than I thought. I mean, number one, Snoop, he did his thing with the commentary. I think Snoop Dogg stole the show with the commentary. He had everybody laughing.
Yeah, but Snoop was saying a lot of shit that was people on the internet were saying. I heard a lot of his jokes.
Right.
And a lot of jokes he was saying was memes and shit that the internet was already saying.
The fight itself. It's Common in the building right here.
What's the word, my people? Was good.
What's good, man? We just talking about that fight last week, man. It's been a whole week since we had a chance to talk about it, you know.
Oh, you know, man.
I think that shit was dope. And I want to see more of the old school fight each other. But I'm kind of scared of these guys. I'm scared for these guys right now. Everybody want to call out Mike. You got Shannon Briggs. You got Holyfield. Like, Mike is a different kind of guy, man. Like, I don't think Holyfield can fuck with Mike right now. I wouldn't do it if I was him. Buster Douglas neither, yo. Those guys need to really chill the fuck out and be happy that they did win. And now, because Mike will get his revenge right now if y'all fuck around.
You know what it shows me?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what this guy shows me, because you suggested last week that we need to see these rematches, you know, clean up those L's. It's showing me these
niggas. Yeah, niggas need to clean up those L's. Yeah, they got to clean up those L's. Like, if niggas is willing to fight, like, I would love to see the Holyfield, Tyson, even though Holyfield really ain't got nothing to prove, man. I love Tyson. He's my favorite boxer of all time. But Holyfield busts his ass every time they met. He busts his ass every time they fucking met.
Holyfield wants to go bare knuckle.
Oh, wow.
We don't want to do that. That's where Mike comes from. Mike is an animal. That's what Mike really want to do to everybody. But they got that nigga with clubs on, so he can't really wow.
Yeah, better ask Mitch Green how that turned out for him.
Now, Nate Robinson, I don't know what the fuck was on his mind. Now, who told that nigga to get in there and box? But, you know, he get an E for effort. He got in there. But one thing I didn't know that I found out afterwards was, like, how much shit Nate Robinson was popping towards this guy.
Yeah, he called him out. He called him out.
So I saw the fight first, and then I started feeling sorry for Nate Robinson after I saw the fight first. I was like, yo, damn, man, he fucked done up. But then I started seeing the fucking pre-fight talks and shit like that. I was like, oh, he's popping shit. So he got his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
So he can't be talking shit, bro. They can just get in there and do what you gonna do, man. Just talk shit. And you know, this guy, you know, he had more training and shit, so he knew every way around the ring better than Nate. But Nate still thought he could outbox him for some reason. I don't know why.
The way we've been having a bad year, that was the funniest thing I've seen.
Yeah. Nate kind of lightened up the room, lightened up the atmosphere, made us laugh at his expense, even though he didn't want to do it. But I give him props for getting in the ring. Because if you've never been in the ring before, that's a hard thing to do, get in the ring and fight for fucking 3 minutes.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
Hell no, I've done a lot of time. This shit is crazy.
It's a whole lot of science.
Yeah, for those that don't know out there, for those that don't know out there, you know, Ho had been in the ring.
I'm the super monster rappers at Federation Heavyweight Champ.
So
word up, they made belts
up.
Remember when we
made that discussion last, I think it was one of my posts, where we was talking about rappers need to come up with a league or something for the fight, and I said a lot of these dudes is concerned about their image. They don't want to go in and do that because they know they get their ass busted. There goes their reputation. But you came in like, look, set it up. I'll give them that work.
Yeah, I'll get that work in, man. Ain't nothing but something to do. Bust my ass, man. I'm a man. I can take an ass kicking. If you can beat my ass, that means I deserve to have my ass beat. So, hats off to you, brother, for beating my ass. But just be prepared.
Stepping in the ring.
Yeah, man, that's the ultimate in mano a mano combat. Two men step in the ring to do combat. Come on, man. A lot of niggas don't want to do that, yo.
Who was it that you fought? Let the people know who was it that you fought in the ring to be.
Oh, man, you know, we both. All right, let me tell you. It's supposed to be big thing with LL Cool J, EPMD, Public Enemy, all kinds of big names. But when it came down to it, only the fucking underground niggas popped up to fucking to fight. Like the Freddie Foxes, me. The guy I fought, Big B, it was supposed to have been some East Coast, West Coast shit. Right? I was supposed to fight one of the Booyah Tribe dudes, one of those big motherfuckers. I was supposed to fight one of them. But they called and canceled. So I fought this kid from Jersey named Big B. Now, this motherfucker's like 3 and change. And so we the Super Monster Heavyweight Competition. He's like 3 and change. We going at it. I won the belt, and we all brought the belt back to the bridge, and it was popping. And Melly Mel, he beat, Melly Mel got knocked out by Willie D.
That's from the Ghetto Boys, right?
Yeah, Willie D from Ghetto Boys. He wasn't taking Willie D seriously. You know what I'm saying? And Willie D knocked his ass out. Melly Mel was drinking fucking St. Ives right before the fight. That nigga Willie D knocked that nigga out. Headbutt that nigga or something. I ain't seen the fight. Curtis Blow got knocked out by some dude. Freddie Fox, he beat like 3 niggas up that night. Freddie Fox was beating up niggas and keep letting them keep the belt. Like, yo, y'all niggas keep the belt. He's beating niggas up and letting them keep
boxing.
The belt anyway. But it was dope though. You know, Don King's son has set it up. I think his name is Carl King. So it was about to be some big shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was training at Gleason's gym and all that shit. I was training with my man Big Moose from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I had my nigga Big Moose in my corner training me and shit. So I was going hard and shit, so. You know, I won that shit. That's the hell shit. I won the belt. The belts were some dope belts, too. Belts were worth about like $3,000 a piece. It was some nice belts.
I see you mentioned the Booyah Tribe. Rest in peace to Gangsta Red from the Booyah Tribe.
Oh, man, yo. I'm glad I didn't have to fight one of them motherfuckers. the motherfuckers is fucking trucks. I'm glad them niggas canceled out, kid. But they got another nigga to fight me though. There, he's another big truck nigga too, Big B from Jersey. You know, and all the big name niggas didn't want to fight because the LL was supposed to fight, but LL was like, nah, yo, I just want to come perform. EPMD, they were supposed to fight. Nah, yo, I want to perform. Nah, yo, y'all niggas gotta jump in that fucking ring, yo. It's a rapper's boxing shit. Y'all niggas talking about coming down here performing, yo. Get your ass in the ring, yo, and get beat up, yo.
And as I mentioned, they were talking all that live stuff on the mic with them disc records. I'm like, this is the best way to really prove that the mouth
Chuck
of right.
Public Enemy, them niggas is supposed to fight. Chuck D was supposed to fight somebody. Chuck D, he like, nah, he want to perform. Like, all the big name niggas wanted to perform. Nobody wanted to fight. I was like, yo, I'll fight. Let's fight.
That's like Fat Joe. Somebody wanted to set up.
And at the end of the fight,
yeah,
I was dehydrated.
Somebody set up for $10 million. Somebody gave Fat Joe $10 million to fight 50. He said, nah, I ain't doing it.
Would you have taken 10 million?
After that fight. I was so fucked up after that fight. Yo, they took me to Harlem Hospital, yo. Me and the kid. I woke up, the kid, I'm looking at the kid I was fighting. He's in the other bed. I'm in another bed. We both hooked up the IVs. I got the belt across my waist. And we start talking and shit like, yo, man, you hit hard. Yo, you hit hard and shit like that. You know, we had a good conversation and shit. But, yo, that was some funny shit, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
Anyway, what's good, hip hop?
Good, y'all need some music. Y'all need some music to brighten this mood up, man. You know, we got a joint.
Yeah,
set
the tone.
Oh yeah, we need some music, man.
Album.
We need some music for Nate Dogg, man. For Nate Robinson, man. We need to play something for Nate Robinson, and we're gonna end this talk on him. This is the last talk we're gonna have on this because it's been a week. So it's old now, but this is the last discussion on this should be Nate Robinson got his ass bust, and much love to him for stepping in the ring. Let's play some hip hop.
Please believe it. This is from y'all joint, the Mad Screws album, fire album.
Oh yeah,
man.
Mad Screws. That's the name of the song too, Mad Screws. That's the single, the first joint off there.
Already,
Mad
Screws. We'll be back shortly.
Yeah, Mad Screws featuring Black Poet, Bron Shay, Scape Skrilla.
Good Bron Shay, yeah, man. Bron Shay, been call up, man, on the mobile check-in, man. Where you at, man? It's been a minute. We ain't heard from you since episode one, man. Let's play some music. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell people, if y'all want to call in, the call number is 516-531-9596. Remember to press the 1 button, and I can put you on. I don't want to put nobody on and y'all in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? So, hit that 1
yeah,
button.
Yeah, man, it should be a couple of people on, man. Nigga said they were trying to call last week. My nigga Guap Bop. You know what I'm saying? We got Benny Hanna going to check in this week. We're going to see, man. Let's just see. But you man in the phone, so man the phone, baby.
Let's do it.
Like a fat out of hell. Guns blazing, amazing. What you got? I'm taking. What's hood? What's shaking? This ain't that traffic shit. This is that roll up, jump out, and start clapping shit. What? Hardcore since birth. The world never seen such. Born in Queens. Big black mean fuck. I'm here to do you dirty. Put it in the 16 to make sure you heard me, nigga. I'm like a volcano about to blow. Black dragon breathe fire out my mouth and nose. No kidding, you can turn up missing. I'm Mortal Kombat and it's finishing competition. If you listen, you can hear it. I'm possessed by the spirit of lyrics. You should fear it, suckers can't come near it.
I'm from the jungle where they rumble with Rambos. I walk amongst my kings, salute pharaohs. I'm Indian head prince, head chief. Picture the feeble-minded thinking ahead of me. I'm deadly with the pen, sleeping with the enemy. Cold streets, cold hearts, fallen soldiers in corner blocks. Painted with mirrors, friendship tainted with jealousy.
Word.
You can feel it in their palms, they sweaty. Let my aura reflect, fluorescent high beams. My team blows sticky lime green.
Yeah.
Cap a nick in the pocket, blast the target. Henny double shot, fly through the hood. Catch me on the back block. Where they set the work at, being toasted out of this world black.
Somebody, anybody, tell me, nigga, who want it?
Who want it?
You just a baby, my nigga, you get aborted. I get respect in the game, you can't afford it. I'm out here swapping with Wayne to get some Jordan. I'm out here riding on a spotted ghost. Powder slow, turn a good girl to an animal. All about the cheddar, king me like Loretta. Then it getting better, but luck for this new era. Pop it, gay thrill, a couple niggas drop it. Couple widows in the game, I call them Robin. Tell them niggas who I rock with. And it's who I die with. Justice. Cooking up the beef to the blood out. Kick a nigga when he down, then throw the rug out. Suckers in LA, but up north, I got the toys out.
Roman,
so I had to
loop.
Let the boy
out. Game is 17 shot shooters, 8 rounds in the dude. Back on that QB bullshit. A robbery will turn the murder real quick. Homicide scene, we don't rock them tight games. Show it to the club, everybody might leave. You look in my eyes and you know what it's gonna be. One,
too. Unload the magazine. Game on the nigga, right game on the nigga. AR-15, leave your brains on the nigga. Now that's worth a thousand words, you get the picture. Tag your niggas crying, really pouring out liquor. Everybody going on, away with your niggas. Said they ride till they die, but they ain't with you, nigga. Talk about it.
Yeah, 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 who had? That's that schoolboy shit, hardcore, nigga. You hear that rock shit in between. We do everything, nigga. We do everything, yeah. Nigga. Wake up. Where y'all niggas at?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Back yeah, in the man. Building, man. Now we got a caller right now. We got a call on the line.
What you doing over there, man? E, what you doing over there? Eric, man, what you doing, E? What you doing,
man?
You playing with your feet over there? You got your feet up?
Got the feet up, studio on deck.
Yeah, man, I'm burning
finally,
it right
finally
now.
Got
man.
That call on the line. 760.
Who on the line? Who on the line? Who that? Who that?
Hello?
760.
Yeah, yeah.
Who that? Who that? Who that? You on Scoop Radio, man. Who that?
Hello, my name's Tom from Oceanside, California.
California on the check-in. What's up, baby, man? Thank you for listening to Schoolboy Radio, boy. What's on your mind, man? What's up? It's Poet, man. What
all
up?
Right. So on Instagram last week, I wrote a comment asking why the Black Poet album, The Black Print, the vocal version was not on Spotify, but the instrumental version is.
Well, that's a premiere question. You know what I'm saying? Premiere, you know, and fat beats. You know what I'm saying? They probably, you know, that's their business. You know what I'm saying? That's some label shit.
Okay.
You know,
because Blackout's on it on there, and then all whole bunch of new stuff, the EBK one and some other stuff.
That's
yeah,
a good question.
I love
it. You know, I'm gonna have to talk to Premier, see what's the deal with that. You know, Fat Beats put that out. That's a Fat Beats distribution, so they I don't know. I gotta find that out, brother. Word up. That's a good question, man.
Hey, thank you very, very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank
no
you.
Doubt, no doubt.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We got anybody else on the line? Anybody else on the line? Callie on the check-in.
Yeah, tap in, man. We out here.
That's how it be, man. That's how it be, man. That's how it be, man. It's a good night out here, man. It's kind of brisk out here. It's kind of brisk out there right now, everybody. You know what I'm saying? It ain't cold like how it used to be when we was growing up. When I was growing up, it's cold all the time. Niggas had on their coats and boots and gloves. Now niggas got on hoodies and shit still, running around real quick and shit. Niggas ain't putting no time in on the street how we was. I mean, you can't really right now. It's COVID-19, but we was putting time in on the street for real. These motherfuckers throwing their little thin little coats and run to the store and go back in the house. Nigga, we was outside all day. Wowing.
Word. That's for sure.
What's the deal, old man? E, man, that's what you got on the plate.
Man, we got a lot of stuff on the table, man. We about to pay homage to legendary underrated spitter, man. It goes by the name of Party Artie. His birthday was today.
Yesterday. Yeah, it was on the 4th.
Yesterday.
Nah. His birthday wasn't on the 4th. He passed away on the 4th. So, you know, we just celebrating his life, you know. He was actually
rest
born
in peace,
July
80, man. P80,
July
nigga.
9th. Yeah, P80,000.
Stand up, man. Stand up for the
my,
dog. One of the illest
my
fucking
haven.
Spitters to ever do it.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out the whole DITC. Shout out D-Flow. The whole Get Dirty. Willis Avenue. Patterson Projects. Bronx Stand Up.
Where that shit at, Don?
About to put that joint on now, man. We about to take y'all back here to that grime 90.
P80, Party Artie, rest in peace. Let's hear that shit.
Who's the dirtiest?
My man, Carrie Gold is dirty, dirty, yo. Nah, man. G GD. Straight like that. I'm the dirtiest nigga here. But you don't know, nigga, yeah. I'm the one niggas fear. My niggas care about nothing. But you about frontin'. For me in the track, me, it ain't about running. Cunning versus at you. Leave you stiff like a statue. Riffin', I'ma clap you. Flip, some cause I had to get at you, dog. Like DMX. Leave you funny like PMS. Leaving
I'm
in
the
EMS.
Nigga here, and we can bet. See, we vibe with the niggas we respect and see the rest. Keep the sketch. It's 74, raw as ever. My design is to shine in any era. Me, I, fuck to B.I. The hood is crazy. Got a nigga drinking Danny and smoking Z.I.s. Checking my closest peeps on B.I.s. Giuliani and that Rico shit. And me don't mix. Flow the dirtiest nigga here. Blow Hershey in the air. You scared nigga, wipe your tears. Even got snipers dead. Trying to drink like a beer. Blaze more trees. Lay more freaks. Rubbing they cheeks, nut on they sheets, fuck on they beaches. Flow, boo, you should know two things. It's like I got two brains the way I do things. Move cane, always wanted to fuck a chick named Sue Swain. But I tell you about the lady, dog, cause it's a group thing. Be up in blue flame, spitting shit, cheer me on. Drink more beer than norm, nigga fear the storm, heads on.
Who the dirtiest? Who the dirtiest? Where you at, my
I'm
nigga?
I'm the dirtiest nigga here. Crimes never been washed, crimes never been solved. GD is better than y'all. Filthy. That's how I be on a song. I get dirty, nigga, so fuck it. Now I'm the dirty dog, freak nigga. Look at her in her stance. Dick so hard, feel like I got a gun in my pants. If you fuck me, you got to fuck one of my mans. Catch me running out of bank with a gun in one hand. I'm the dirtiest nigga here, and I'll get grimy just to prove it. Take your track and loop it, use it just to use it. That's what you say, but I say that's not the way we do our music. Love this shit here and won't abuse it. Exclusive on some fuck master or clue shit. Like Eric Wright, can't write to no smooth shit. They lose it when they hear me rap. Roll deep, hold neat, show beats is off the meat rack. And all I know is prime and rhyme. Hot like 97, dropping 98, so I'm straight for 99.
I'm the dirtiest nigga here, and you can hear it from a mile away. I'll be around the way, drinking Bacardi and Alizé. In the black Benz, pumping Biggie shit. Get dirty, fuck the Jiggy shit. Straight from New York, my whole city spit. See me on 50 fit, drinking St. Nod, we call it idiot. Still the same guy, G the affiliate. While I'm in this game, I got a milligan. Filler shit, party arty, still a spit. Realer shit, iller shit, killer shit. Hit you with three on some real red spiller shit. Just to let you know what I'm dealing with. Who the dirtiest?
I'm the dirtiest.
Who the dirtiest?
I'm the dirtiest.
I'm the dirtiest.
I'm the dirtiest.
Who the dirtiest? I'm the dirtiest.
Wally World, these flows are the dirtiest.
My nigga, man, P80 right there, man. The dirtiest, man. Stand the fuck up. See, we always gonna represent real hip-hop over here, man. Even though our heroes ain't here no more, we still gonna represent them hard over here. I don't know about the rest of y'all niggas, but over here in Schoolboy Radio, we gonna represent our motherfucking heroes, dead and alive, to the end.
I got someone calling and at. Well, he hit me up and asking me if he could call in and spit some bars.
Who that? Who that? He got some bars. He better be hard.
Okay, it's going to be a 540 number. So if you're going to give us some bars, you got to bring that heat. Because we in with some legit spitters. 540, you on?
Yo.
Yo, who that?
Well, I don't know about spitting.
Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? You on the air, man? Schoolboy Radio. Talk to me.
Let me talk to Comet, man.
Comet, here, right there. Who that? Who that?
It's me, Hodge, nigga. What's happening, Captain?
Oh, what's good, my brother? That's my man, Big Haji. 193rd Jerome Ave, Kingsbridge in the building. What's good, my brother?
Yo, what's happening, B?
Ain't nothing.
So I was calling up and shit, see, you know, trying to support the situation, you know what I mean? See how you doing and shit. See you trying to do your thing, see your work ethic is still off the chain.
Yeah, you know, we come from the dirt, so, you know, we got to keep it moving. That way we don't go back to the dirt right away, you know?
I already know it, man. Shit. But yeah, man, yo, you know, I was really calling up to tell you about that cornball ass nigga Hood, man. I figured I'd give you the exclusive.
Ooh.
I figured I'd give you the exclusive on that dirty ass nigga.
Talk
you know
to
what
him.
I mean? That
Talk
nigga,
to
yo,
him.
Yo, my
wow.
nigga, I wish that, yo.
Who you talking about?
Who
you talking about, man? We gotta let the people know exactly what's going on. Who you talking about?
I'm talking about Jay Hood, man, the cornball of the year.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
You know.
Here
know,
we go.
You know.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, okay. You know, it's crazy because me talking, you know, I'm pretty sure it probably helped him more than fucking hurt him because he ain't shit anyway. But I definitely got the receipts. Niggas
here
doing homework.
Go.
They'll
go.
See
here
me on
go.
The videos.
J-Hug, you got beef right now, son. You getting called out right now
on
Schoolboy Radio, you know. You know, this is totally unexpected.
Let me tell you right now, you know, for those that don't know, my man Ha, you know, used to run around with J-Hood and, you know, fund a lot of his projects, you know what I mean?
A lot, man.
You know, he's one of the connections, you know. He connected me with Hood, you know.
So what, and, what you want to scream at son about, man? Scream at him.
You know,
I mean, shit. I really, you know, he know what it is. You know what I mean? I just really wanted to say, beware of that nigga, man. That nigga's a damn leech, man. All he trying to do is suck anything and everything from you. And for those, and I'm pretty sure he just living from feature to feature, which is like, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that when you on the grind. But dog, that nigga just trying to take you for whatever it is you got, and he don't give a fuck. That nigga ain't really trying to do nothing, man. That nigga's a selfish nigga, B. And that's a fact.
The word is born,
I
son.
Tell you that
I hear what you saying. That shit sound like some real personal shit that happened. And y'all niggas got iron that shit out. Word is born. And to be fair, if Jay Hood listening, he welcome to call up. Or he can call up next week and tell his side of what's good. But you know what I'm saying? If you got something to spit at that nigga, you got something to spit at him?
Nah, I don't rap.
I was the business behind everything.
He done for real. Yo, Hood, man. Holler at your homie, man. Make holler at your homie, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep it a buck, man. Keep it a buck.
Yeah. That nigga can't holler at nobody, bro. That nigga sleeping on somebody's couch, man. That's what he doing right about now. Believe that.
Wow.
But nah, I was just putting that out there, man. Cause yo, dog, I was trying to. As a matter of fact, you need to even holler at that nigga Rel, Rizzy Rel, Rizzy Light. You already know a nigga.
Yeah. I be chopping it up with Dal, you know, all the time, you know, all the time.
I told that nigga. Man. I told that nigga whenever he ready, B, I got some shit for that nigga, and whatever I say, it hold weight. Cause if you do your homework, you see the videos. I'm on a couple of interviews with that nigga, and he telling him I'm his business partner and all this and that, and I ain't never get to the business, man. I know I spend a lot of money, but I ain't getting nothing. So, you know, it is what it is, though. You
know, man, that's
the
hip hop shit, man.
But I'm just trying to,
you know, that's the hip hop shit, my nigga. Like a lot of shit.
No, we know that. We know that. We know that. But you know, it's crazy. It's crazy because, like I said, all he trying to do. It just sucked anything he could from any and everybody, my nigga. I know the game. I mean,
you
probably got a better chance in Lotto, you know what I'm saying? But
it's a lot of niggas out there like that, you know what I'm saying? You just got to be careful who you deal with, you know what I'm saying?
I already know, but they
got history, you know what I'm saying? And
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know,
that's the biggest...
And that's what Schoolboy Radio's here for, man. We on some real shit over here, you know. Niggas can get their shit out right
know.
Here.
For those that
know, that's what's up, man.
Me and Ha go back
to the days of kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? Some real A1 since day one. Like, they ain't no, he ain't never changed. So for him to be feeling the type of way,
if Hood hear this, when Jay Hood hear this, he's going to feel some kind of way?
He might not.
He probably ain't going to say nothing because he know I'm telling the truth. You know how niggas
talk. We're going to fucking look for him, yo. We're going to fucking find him. I want to hear the rest of this shit. I want to hear what the fuck he's going to say about this shit. You heard?
I think it shit. Common know.
Sure we
find out. Yeah, he know a lot.
What the fuck it is? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know
that's my nigga.
Like
you know, I met him through Comet. We did a song together. I met him through Comet. He a cool nigga in my eyes. But you guys,
that was some other shit between you guys.
So,
but check it out.
I want to hear what the fuck he got to say about this shit. Since you know what I'm saying,
poet.
You're a real nigga.
A matter of fact, if that's Poet, I remember when y'all did that video, he left my crib to go meet up with y'all.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just come over to the hood?
I didn't come that day because I was with my girl, but I was there when he was at my crib. He left my house to go meet up with y'all to do that video.
Over there, we was up there and all that. We was staying at my house during that time.
Actually, he was staying at my crib during that time.
Yeah, he was up there. I met him. He's a cool brother. He's a cool brother. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened between y'all exactly. But
check it out. We're gonna find him and see what the fuck he gotta say.
You know, we're gonna have the school beef section.
So that song wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Ha. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, that whole song.
That song wouldn't have happened. The song he did with OJ the Juice Man would have never happened. I paid for that. That video he did, Turn It Up, I paid for that. Everything he had on, his jewels, his clothes, everything was my shit. Yeah, we can go there.
Thumb right now. He's still on the underground. He an underground guy. You know, he's trying to do his thing still. So let's hope he makes some money so he can square shit off. Which you heard?
He got too many people he got to square shit off with.
Well, let's wish the brother good so he can square shit off and everything be gangster. Y'all niggas can fucking iron that shit out, man, you know? Hopefully, you know?
Yo, shout out Rizzy, University, 191st, 190, you know, all the way down to Jerome Ave, St. James Park, you know? Shout out the whole hood, man.
Yo, E, man, where you at, E?
Hey, I was just sitting there. I was like, letting the OGs have the conversation. I'm just sitting there.
Man, that's gangster, man. Hey, yo, Ozzy, man. Yo, thank you for calling up, my nigga, man. Like, you know, getting that shit off your chest, man. That's what Schoolboy Radio here for. For real niggas, hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? If you want to air something out, air it out right here, yo.
Yeah.
Air shit out right here. You got a problem with me? Call me up right here, right now in the air. Tell me you're a bitch ass nigga because you fucking slapped the shit out of my uncle back when. You know what I'm saying? Call me up.
That's what radio is all about. We bringing that Howard Stern energy back here.
We bringing some real ass shit right here. We just bringing some real ass shit. Blur it up.
All right, y'all. Y'all just keep it up then, man. Y'all niggas keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm going to stay listening.
Good looking eyes, man. Spread the word, yo.
You already know.
He got to call back up because we're going to have Jay Hood call.
You got my number. Call me, man. Yo, Comet, man. You already know what it is. I'm in VA right now, but you already know.
Okay.
I'm always up top, man.
Okay, because you're going to be back on air, man. It's guaranteed you're going to be back on. Y'all niggas might be back up here. We might have both y'all niggas up here on the same time. On the fucking jack, and y'all niggas can hear that shit out on the fucking air, yo.
Make that shit happen, Captain. Ain't nothing but
word.
Ain't nothing.
That's
slick
what I'm trying to do.
That's my word.
Thank you again, my nigga.
All right.
Peace and love, huh? Peace and love, my brother.
Who had?
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. That's some other shit, man. That's some hood politics shit right there. You heard?
Yeah, shout out the whole BX,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, if they want to come back on the show, then, hey, they can hash it out like men. That's what we supposed to do anyway. Grown men,
you know,
have
sometimes you got to let sometimes you got to let the dogs loose in the yard, man. Unchain them niggas, man. Let them niggas do what they do, you know?
Exactly.
But, yo, man, yo, Eric, man, play something for the people right now, man.
Oh, I got something for you. Matter of fact, I got something from your black print album, dog. Situation.
Yeah.
This is a situation.
It'd be a situation all the time, kid. It'd be a situation all the time.
Shout out Jim Crates. That's the only joint Primo didn't do.
Right.
Mm.
So we're going to put that up. The call number is 1516.
In fact, I'm lying. Two joints Primo didn't do on my whole album was Easy Mo B and this joint. Jim Crates Situations, Easy Mo B, the other joint.
Yo.
You fucked up. But yeah, man, shout out Jim Crates. I know he probably listening somewhere or probably not. But he got beats. I don't know if he's still making beats, but he had some fire and shit. That was Primo's like little protege and shit coming up. Jim Crates. Drop that shit, Thug.
Yeah.
All types of situations.
Mug.
Everybody dealing with their own shit.
Yep.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Everybody just gotta handle their shit accordingly.
Tell them, folks.
Straight cheddar.
Yo, you know what? I'll give you three situations right now.
Yeah.
A thief, a mobster, and a bum. Break that shit down. I'm just sitting here contemplating. Yo, I'm tired of waiting. And one is God, the other one's Satan. And he telling me, go get that money again. And I'm telling him, fuck you, I'm trying to win. God's the only one keeping me sane. Keeping me from outside in the rain with them things. Busting niggas upside they motherfucking head. Taking they pack, plus all they little bread. Making the streets hot. Making the heat pop, not giving a fuck. As long as I see guap, everybody fool, nobody move. Sticking everything, even the old crippled dude, that's foul. Yeah, I know that it is, so what? I even take candy from kids on a mission without a pot to piss in. Hearing all kinds of voices, I try not to listen. It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation. It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation. Maybe I should go to church and find God before I end up dead or behind bars. Look for a legit job, quit the mob before the DA get some new shit to charge. The streets is more than watching, it's attacking. Every time I try to leave, I find my way back in. The feds got my phone tapped trying to peep. Who's really my peeps? Who's running the streets? Wifey mad, she calling me a creep. Paparazzi caught me on the beach with some freaks. I can't worry about that right now. A new family's in town, they trying to get down. It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation. It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation. I'm just minding my business, not bothering you. Looking through the garbage can for some food. Looking for a nice warm place to sleep. Go down in the subway, it beats the streets. I gave up hope a long time ago. Straight from the wall, right to Skid Row. I still hear people screaming in the dark. I still smell the burnt body parts. I'm mentally unfit, but who gives a shit? Not the government, not the president. Only time people care is on the holidays. Leave me alone and just let me go my way. And be happy that you ain't me. Some people are scared and some people hate me. People feel
fear what they don't understand. What would you do if you was that homeless man? It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation. It don't matter the shit that you facing. Everybody got their own situation. If you living in the mansion or the fucking basement, everybody got their own situation.
What up, man? Schoolboy Radio, my nigga. Just saying, hey, man. Thinking about my niggas, man. You know, hood niggas, man. Rest in peace, my nigga. DU, man. Word up, man. Rest in peace, my nigga. Bar Kim, man. My nigga QT, man. My nigga Marty, man. My nigga Schoolboy, man. The list goes on, man. I'm just thinking about my niggas, man. And how lucky that the niggas still here. You know, there's so many niggas that's not here no more that we lost, man, to shit in the streets, man. My nigga Kiko, my nigga the Ambo, my niggas, man, yo. Official niggas, man. Warriors, man. It's crazy, man. I know we all lost.
Rest in peace. About our show, man. We paying homage to those fallen soldiers. And we
let
their music breathe on and live on.
Rest in peace, Matt Nutt.
Word, man.
Big Leroy. Yeah.
Word, yo.
Like I was saying, the call number, I'm seeing two calls on the line. Now, if y'all want to speak to us, speak to Poet, speak to Comet, call number is 516-531-9596. Remember, hit that. Press 1. Press 1, then we can bring you on.
Hit that phone. Who on that phone?
Well, I let people know, because you don't want to just interrupt a vibe. Like, you don't want to cut the brother off when he's eating a sandwich. He's just listening. You know what I'm saying?
Right, if he calling, then he on the phone waiting. What you talk about?
There we go. I seen that one, but we got a 737 from Texas, as a matter of fact. What's good?
What's going on, man? This is a cartoon. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. What's the deal?
What's good, cartoon?
Man, what's going on, man? Hey, I'm a big fan, bro, of a Screwball, man.
Oh, what's good, man? Thanks a lot, man. That's what's up, man. What you do out there, man?
Over here in Texas, man, I'm a local MC. You know what I'm saying? I do shows locally here, in Austin, Texas alone. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm just trying to get my music heard more out there. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of your crew?
Well, it's just me by myself. Cartoon, a.k.a. Gorilla Grodd, a.k.a. Grodzilla.
All right. What you got, man? You got some fire on deck? This info.
Yeah, man. You mind if I spit real quick?
Some shit, homie.
All right, check it out. So, like, mics, I'm blazing them. I'm shooting hurricanes throughout my cranium when my brainstorms creating them, then acid bathing them. Raw delivery and punchlines and razor blades are made with them. I snipe you with what I have in my briefcase. And after that, go eat a cheesesteak while I stare at an orange moon like PH. For Pete's sake, these fakes are two-faced, they eat with snakes. Crush you, because you're small where I'm stepping. Abroad with the Reverend, I shatter jaws in a second. I'll make a 16, torture 5 bars, murder all 11, come against the rawest brethren. I decapitate your body so bad your rapper life would have to figure out a way to crawl to heaven. You're weak. You all proved me. Fuck you bitch rappers. You're all moody. I'm an assassin that's in the training like my daughter's playing the Call of Duty. That's like a little something right there, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You ever dropped some shit yet?
What's going on, man?
You ever put out any project yet?
Yeah, actually, I had just I'm just about to release the Warpath mini series, man. Basically, like if I could break that down to you guys real quick, okay. So the Warpath mini series, like it's just like a 5-track, you know, project that I'm working on. You know what I'm saying? Like in between albums, you know what I mean? Like basically, like. Yeah, like I'm gonna try to meet like
you do all the rapping, you do all the production too.
Yeah, well, actually, like with the first Warpath project, it's just like, you know, my production only. But then like, you know, when I go to like the Warpath like Volume 2, like, you know, I'm gonna try to reach out to every series of the project, man. I'm gonna try to reach out to like different producers.
What you make beats on?
You want to know right now, man? I make beats off of a cell phone app. That's it.
Okay. All right. And you've been doing that?
You doing that
for now, or you? That's the way you always did it.
Well, it's just for now. You know, that I'm making the beats off of a iPhone app.
I
want to
try one of those apps too. I want to try one of those, you know, one of those fucking tablet fucking, you know, beat making apps too. Because like, you can make some shit on there, though. I ain't sleep. Don't sleep on them shits. Them shits, you can make some shit on.
Nah, man. Yeah, like, okay, so if you're going to, you know, do like, make, you know, try to make some beats or make some beats on the iPhone app or whatever. Download Guru Drum Pads 24. That's what I use. Basically, it's like a drum pad, but you know, well,
yeah,
you know, it's like on the screen.
It's out there. It's a whole lot of them, man. You just gotta fucking, you know, look at them.
Yeah, man. Like
But you got any music, my man? You got any music out there that you can send us here, so you know, we can play your actual music out there.
Go ahead, find your music. YouTube. You know what I'm saying? What's called type in Cartoon, the Lyrical Priest. Cartoon is spelled K-A-R-T-U-N-E. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want some real underground hardcore hip hop? Look my shit up.
That's Cartoon, K-A-R-T-U-N-E.
K.
Yes, sir.
K. Cartoon,
yeah,
with
K.
A K.
Yeah, Cartoon with a K.
Yeah,
Cartoon with a K.
Yo, Cartoon,
from Austin,
man. Thank
Texas.
You for calling in. Man, word is bone. It was nice to hear from you, my dude. And if you got some music, send that shit
bro.
To us. We make sure the people will hear that shit. You heard?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be on top of that right now.
All right, homie.
No doubt.
Yo, thank
no doubt.
You.
All right, peace. One.
ATX. ATX in the building.
It's all
what
day. Appreciate
like,
it, bro.
What we looking like? What we looking like, E?
Man, we sitting on so many joints right now. I might be OB.
Weapon Lord, Weapon Lord, Weapon Lord. Where my nigga Weapon Lord and my motherfucking nigga Benihana at? My nigga said they was going to hopper. Where Concrete Celebrities at, man? Where my niggas at, man? I know your niggas. Yo. You can make sure that line is that free, man, because my nigga said they was trying to hopper, and they couldn't hopper, you know? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they probably, they wasn't pressing one.
Well, I didn't see him. Go ahead and tell them to try to call again.
I ain't talking to nobody right now. I'm doing this right now. I ain't on nothing but this right now.
So anybody that want to call, just hit press 1, and we can bring you on, just like I saw my man.
I'm smoking and drinking and talking. Yo, where this going? Let me hear a song. Put some fire out there right now.
Man, it's so much heat, man. I'm going to hit y'all with this one here. Silent Murder from the Infamous Mob. I want to send a congratulations to my man on Big Twins for getting that factory up over there in Cali.
Let's go.
Let's go. Infamous Mob, Silent Murder. We'll be back in the building shortly.
This is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap, working, pitching no matter what weather condition, rain, sleet, hail, snow, sunshine and giving. I travel long distance to come into existence. I'm living, I'm famous, children doing what I love. Label me the villain, that's the way I thug. But I grew up and I put away the stub. Know it's still close if a nigga act up. Infamous to the death, and we mobbing for life. Phone call, have a shooter come through and take your life. But this is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap. This is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap.
We them infamous gangsters, Queensbridge shank ya, organized killers, big money spenders, stash in the winter, grind in the summer, the hood is all good, but niggas acting funny, shots pop off, everybody running, somebody snitch, we're the real love. It's all good, you can hold your little grudge. Hit him with a slug, the size of a coke can. Niggas know my name, I'm the neighborhood dope man. Don't talk shit, I never let it ride. I just send a kite, I never homicide. I am three, put Queens on the fucking map.
Silent murder, music swerving, hustlers in the trap.
What's good?
This is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap.
I am three.
Music.
This that murder music, QB shit.
What?
Infamous Mob, we back in this bitch.
Yeah.
Killer Queens, we're that cream. Three minds combined, yeah, we on the scene. Started from nothing, now we all bosses. I can't afford to be taking no losses. 24/7 grind. All I got is these millions on my mind. MI5, real rap is alive. We already told y'all the strong survive. Guns, crack,
what else?
Weed, dope. Yeah, my G, this the realest shit I wrote.
This is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap. This is that Silent Murder music swerving, hustlers in the trap.
Yeah, that's that QB shit right there, kid, for real. I love that shit right there.
That's some old Knight Rider sounding shit, too. I mean, those niggas and their beasts are so hypnotizing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out IM3.
Go down.
But, you know, we about to wrap this up shortly, man. I want to get y'all questions about this here before we leave, man. And about
say
this whole
again.
Thing with the cast. Yeah, before we leave, I want to just touch on this one topic here, and this is one of the big news going on because I was looking at this while going playing about this whole deal with Casanova. Like, they on his neck right now.
What's the deal with Casanova?
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, he surrendered to the feds.
It's over.
Man, they got that man for racking conspiracy,
firearms. We hear about him, you know. The story continues in there. It's over. I ain't hear nothing about him before this, but, you know, God bless him. Hopefully he beat that shit. But right now, it's over. Ain't nothing to talk about. Nigga, it's surrendered to them boys. Now, if he's still Nori, then there'd be something to talk about right now. It's over.
Yeah, there's also G Herb from Cal, thing from Chicago. He also got picked up on some, you know, FBI. They was doing some, you know, some under the table credit card kind of deals too.
Yeah, man, shit is real, brother. Gotta be careful, brothers. Word up, man. That's your
eyes. You know, everybody always. Everybody trying to get over out there. Everybody doing what they got to do to survive. But there's always someone watching, man.
Especially when you got the hip-hop police out there. They itching to get people.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, man. It's the hip-hop police, man. They on us, man, I guess, you know. So that they've been on us from the gate, man. We did a documentary. I'm on a documentary from back in the days when they was on us, man. So they always gonna be on us, you know. That's nothing new. Just gotta do your thing, man. You know, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Those days is over with. You're about fucking 20 years too late.
It's a bad time to be a thief.
You know.
Straight up, man. But are you about to wrap this
thank
show up,
everybody,
man.
Listening to Screwball Radio, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shit been gangster.
Shout out everybody that called in. Big High, Cartoon, homie from the West Coast.
We definitely got to get at J Hood, bomb it. You got to get on that. Cause,
yeah, definitely going to reach out and see what's going on.
That has to be addressed, you know. Hodge is a real nigga. He called up here on some real nigga shit. I thought he was going to spit a little 16. He was like, nah, I ain't spit no rhyme. I won't fucking hear this shit out. I'm like, yo, holy shit.
Big high rap,
nigga. That nigga ain't trying to battle rap. That nigga won't fucking put hands on Thug. So Thug got to get up. Thug got to call up.
He ain't no rapper. My brother ain't no rapper,
man. Just bomb it. It's on you, bomb it, man. You got to make this shit happen, man.
I'm about to be the Tom Hagen of this shit, man. He about to get the negotiation.
Yeah, man, because it's real.
Yeah, I'm a definitely.
If not, then you know, that means, you know, he ain't got nothing to say.
So we gonna
see. Yeah, definitely. But you know,
we'll let y'all know next week where it's gonna turn out, how it's gonna be. Will Jay Hood show up? Will he pull up? Tune in next time.
Yeah, shout out my nigga King Magnetic too. My nigga, whenever you're ready, yo. Nah, it's all right there. We wrapping up. That's my fucking.
And no, we out of here.
That's my cousin, man. That's my cousin trying to get his ass busting some 2K, you know.
Yeah.
Want that drama. All right,
go ahead and get him.
Get at me. Screwball Radio,
yeah,
man.
Screwball Radio.
Hit him with some music, man. We're going to end this shit with some kind of music, man. Hit him with some music, man.
There we go.
I'm 30 years old.
Your shit is not relatable. Grimiest of all time, that shit is not debatable. Chop a wave at you, your best can stop when I'm popping the K in you. No matter what God you're praying to, I'm not gonna play with you. This shit is not for radio. I'm not complaining though, still heading.
to the top, my spot they said was not attainable. Because the way my face looked from when the niggas shot my cranial area, how I'm still living, that shit is not explainable. Treat them niggas locked in cages who was getting blocked to Yale through. Them the niggas I dropped my pages to. Them young niggas with 30 shot blocks to flame at you. Niggas who got multiple bodies before they was 20. I can name them. Hey, yo, Machine, them niggas not the same as you. Them niggas playing crazy, boy. Them niggas not the same as you. Bitch, I got 8Ks with lasers on the top to aim at you. Bitch, I got 8Ks, I'm spraying, boy. You not gonna make it through. Heard this old washed up rap nigga was talking reckless on the internet and shit. That kind of shit, I don't respect it. Tell you once, leave my name off of your records like Nina, I will walk. Walking through your check, pump to your chin while you're necking. I'm respected by the OGs, the gangsters and parolees that smoke the K2. They don't blow trees, but sniff till they nose bleed. Cut off your fucking wrist trying to get your rollie. Bitch niggas know me.
Hey, yo, your battle dream, my shit clear. Whip the Tesla, I don't even stand. Wu Young, the kickbacker. Know the makeup and gift shopping.
I get the shotty from the draw. Another body finna fall. I move the product to the zombies in the hall. Ain't good. I can write my name in cursive with the Tommy in the wall. I put buck 50s on the side of niggas' jaws. They don't want problems at all. I know a lot of niggas soft. I gotta be a boss. Rockin' Prada in the mall. Not in my pocket. I got some flippin' raw. With the white till the shit fluff. Shit on my wrist, cost a break plus. Fifth top, run up on me, get your shit bust. Hit six plus times, got you zipped up. Black bag that, your body like my last track. I turn my hat back, my youngin' poppin' at your dad hat. Dad's facts, I had the bad cracks, just a half rack. Jumped off the porch, I live my life on the fat.